the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, folks.
I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes.
Well, I don't chew a beech nut, but I love the idea of spitting some beech nut in that dude's eye. What a writer. What a singer. Anyway, here we are at the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. You're invited to lend your live presence to the show at 800-313-9443. You can call now. I'll put you on the air. And let's see, other housekeeping. Today is March 26th, 2019. I'm up in North Dakota, proud to be the least visited state in America, and one of the least populous. Let's see, the smallest state by population in America is Wyoming, I believe, and then comes Vermont, and then North Dakota. We love being little visited. And we are reaching you through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in the Lone Star State, Round Rock, Texas. So, and what we cover on this show is the Trump phenomenon. What do we mean by the Trump phenomenon? Well, Donald Trump is a phenomenon. He has created a phenomenon. He is phenomenal. And the phenomenon is, let's see, what would be a way of summarizing it in a short way? Donald Trump is the pathbreaker of populism for European people, of European people having a political leader who actually shares their beliefs. As John in Missouri said, we got our first real American as a president. And he, well, Donald Trump started at the top. He won the most powerful of all political positions in the universe on his first try and his only political try, the presidency of the United States. And this has inspired thousands of others to follow the path that Donald Trump has blazed. And some of them, actually preceded Donald Trump. So they were Trumpians before they even knew about Trump. Viktor Orban is one such individual. But even those who got a start before Trump broke out and went to the top, they all, to a man, to a woman, they agree that Donald Trump is very important to them and very inspiring to them and makes their job and work a lot easier. So, and we cover this, the Trump phenomenon. It's not just about Donald Trump personally. It's about the Trump phenomenon, which is this birth of populism, successful populism. That's another key qualifier here. Donald Trump exemplifies populism that wins and that appeals to, and what does winning mean? Winning means that you appeal to enough people that you can actually win an election. Not some little fringe or little group, not some giving yourself a feeling of self-importance, because in a nation of 320 million people, there are 3,200 who support you. This is what many of the white nationalist groups amount to. And the leaders, so-called, of these groups get a big rise out of having, you know, a few hundred people cheering them. But that's actually a picture of failure. And the I won't go into that. We'll save that story for another show, another time. Let's review the Trump phenomenon, which is successful politics over the last 24 hours. Well, one story that's broken is that the House of Representatives successfully blocked an attempt to overturn Donald Trump's declaration of an emergency on the border. And he congratulated the patriots in the House for so doing. So we'll read that tweet. And he's following Tucker Carlson. He's constantly referring to Tucker's shows. In his most recent tweet, here is the president. He says 23 minutes ago, it's just a quote. Oh, no. Yeah, this is a quote from Sean Davis, who is appearing on the Tucker Carlson show. And here's the quote, quoted by Donald Trump. I think this is probably the most consequential media screw up of the last 25 to 50 years. It is difficult to comprehend or overstate the damage that the media did to the country, to their own reputation, or to the Constitution. An absolute catastrophe. I don't know who Sean Davis is. Pardon my ignorance on that. But if he's a Donald Trump quotes him. And of course, Tucker Carlson's even stronger language, I think, is more compelling, which is that this is the biggest crime of our lifetimes. It's not a screw-up. It's a coup d'etat, a treasonous coup d'etat. And the media is not... One of the things Donald Trump has accomplished here by surviving this coup d'etat is he has thereby enabled the American public, the patriot public, not everybody. We're not, what person is going to get 90% approval in an absolutely disparate population of people whose views are antithetical and incompatible? That's forget it. So when Donald Trump gets half the country supporting him, that's the only part of the country that actually constitutes our country. He does have the entire support of our country. He doesn't have the support of that other country that coexists with us within the boundaries of the former United States. Let's see here. Let's go to another tweet from the president. This is 3 hours ago. Thank you, he says, to the House Republicans for sticking together and the big win today on the border that was upholding his state of emergency. Today's vote simply reaffirms congressional Democrats are the party of open borders, drugs, and crime. That's good. Here's a retweet. Again, notice that the president is following the people that we follow. He's interested in Tucker Carlson. He's passionately interested and studies Carlson, who is a very important philosopher. He follows Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, a very important institution. He retweets Tom Fitton. I see here a picture of Tom Fitton. He says, Tom Fitton writes, as retweeted by the president. Of course, notice what happens. Tom Fitton himself, when he tweets something, a few thousand people will read it. That's good. But when the president retweets it, 50 million people will read it. Fitton writes, let's be clear, neither Mueller, Obama, the Obama FBI, Department of Justice, or CIA, the deep state, etc., ever had a good faith basis to pursue Donald Trump on Russia. Russia collusion was a hoax and a criminal abuse, which is why Judicial Watch will continue to fight for truth in federal court. And then the president retweets another tweet by Tom Fitton, super patriot. Fitton wrote, huge vindication for the president, Donald Trump. We now need accountability for Mueller/deep state abuse, new Clinton email crimes, plus details of leftist mob attack on Fox News's Tucker Carlson home. That occurred, what, about a year ago or some months ago? And then here's the president, another tweet today, an important tweet. The president writes, the mainstream media, he writes today, is under fire and being scorned all over the world as being corrupt and fake. For 2 years, they pushed the Russian collusion delusion when they always knew there was no collusion. They truly are the enemy of the people. and the real opposition party. Donald Trump is not backing down from any of these magnificent things he has put out there, that the media are the enemy of the people. So, let's go on. Let's go to some stories. Let me go to my caller board here. Let me just see if anybody's called in. Let's see here. I'm just going to ask the engineer if we have any callers. I don't think we do. And when you do call in, you will talk to one of the Republic Broadcasting Network engineers in Round Rock, Texas. Your call will then be, by the magic of network radio, forwarded to me. And you'll appear on the air. How do you like them apples? Have you never been on radio? And this is your night. Just 800-313-9443. Let's look at some good stories here. I've got, somehow I got into this and I need to get rid of that. Let me see if I can get rid of it. Because I had a bunch of good tabs up, and now I've... The Wall Street Journal says, a catastrophic media failure. America's blue-chip journalists botched the Russia story from its birth to its final breath Sunday. Now, that's nice to have the Wall Street Journal, give a post-mortem like that. You know, its final breath Sunday. I mean, it's over. You're done. Put a fork in it. That's good. Robert Mueller's investigation is over, but questions still abound. Oh, this is Sean Davis. He's writing in the Wall Street Journal, so this is who this guy is. Not about collusion, Russian interference, or obstruction of justice, but about the leading lights of journalism who managed to get the story so wrong and for so long. It wasn't merely an error here or there. Oh, I've got to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal to read the rest of the story. Oh, thanks, but no thanks, Wall Street Journal. So anyway, we got the first paragraph. Now let me see if I can get my tabs back. Ah, there they are. Okay, so we've got some good stories here. Here's a Rand Paul redeems himself a little bit in my eyes after his egregious vote against the president on declaring a national emergency. Please, Rand, please smell the coffee. But he says, Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, told Breitbart News exclusively on Tuesday, that's today, that President Donald Trump told senators at the weekly GOP luncheon that he backs his call, I guess Rand's call, for an investigation into the origins of the Russian scandal hoax. Rand Paul says, the president was at lunch today and he voiced his support for investigating the people who concocted this hoax, Paul told Breitbart. He didn't use the word hoax. Those are my words. But I think we should get to the bottom of this. And he believes we should get to the bottom of this because this should never happen to another president. He feels that it's damaging to the country, damaging to the ability to lead the country, that we basically, somebody within the Obama administration, within the Department of Justice and the FBI, basically concocted an investigation, trumped it up to be something that it wasn't, and then we've gone through 2 years of the country being stalled because of this fake investigation. Now, and, you know, Rand Paul is, I mean, that's strong, but he's being too kind. But now, let's go on. When asked specifically if former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former CIA Director John Brennan, remember he's the one who voted for Communist Party Chairman Gus Hall back in 1976 in his first presidential vote, that is John Brennan's, and former National Security Advisor Susan Rice should be called to testify about their role in the matter and be subpoenaed to force their testimony if they refuse to voluntarily comply. Paul said, absolutely. Thank you, Rand Paul. You did the right thing there. He says, quoting Rand Paul, we have John Brennan who lied to us, who spied on the Senate and tapped into Senate computers, Paul said. We have James Clapper who came before the Intelligence Committee and said they weren't collecting all of our phone data. And we know that was an absolute lie. So both Brennan and Clapper have been known to lie. Yes, they're liars in official testimony. They should be brought forward and asked what was their part. What was their role in ginning up this dossier? Amazingly, continues Rand Paul, most media outlets wouldn't even print the dossier because they thought it was so unsubstantiated. And then all of a sudden, the FBI gives it credence. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And the, boy, Donald Trump is just tweeting a storm. He's got two tweets since we read his tweet of now 40 minutes ago. He's got two new tweets, and these are really good tweets. And it shows what he's watching on television. He's watching Lou Dobbs, and he's watching Stuart Varney. And these are two patriots, guys who get it. So listen, he puts up beautifully done. You can just rely on Donald Trump's Twitter account as your main news source, really. You do pretty well. Here's Lou Dobbs interviewing, you know, the best of the best, interviewing the best of the best, Jim Jordan, a Republican congressman of Northwestern Ohio. So here we go. Let's listen. I'm hearing this for the first time. Let's thank you, Mr. President, for gathering news for all of us.
This is a conspiracy. That is clear.
Yeah.
It was an attack on the presidency. We also know that, if I may quote from the Mueller probe and the text by Lisa Page to Peter Strzok saying this. Well, let's go straight to the quote, which is, if we could put that up, it's a very simple quote. POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. This in September of 2016.
Yeah.
This seems to me to be the appropriate jumping off point to investigate what started all of this, who directed it, and who insisted on where it might.
Now, look what the president has highlighted right there. Lisa Page, lover girl, lover boy, Peter Strzok, both of them unfaithful to their wives, of their spouses. She says POTUS wants to know, let me go back, let's get the exact words. The memorable words of Lisa Page. She says, Peter Strzok asks her a question. Talking points for D, and D is a code for James Comey. Talking points for D, and then Lisa Page's response is yes. Because POTUS, President of the United States, wants to know everything we are doing. That's in September of 2016. Okay, so let's think about the time frame there. That's 2 months before the election. And President Barack Obama wants to know everything we, meaning who? Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, James Comey, Bruce Orr. POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. Why is there no inquiry into, I mean, and Donald Trump has written about this in the last few days, that this actual collusion, this actual conspiracy, this actual RICO, racketeering-influenced corrupt organization, the FBI is a RICO violation. I love what who was it that said it in our last show, that the FBI is a stain on democracy and should be abolished? This goes up to Obama. Let's get Obama in front of Lindsey Graham's Senate Judiciary Committee under oath. What did you know and when did you know it? Who did you, why did you want to know everything? Has Lisa Page got that right, Mr. Barack? Wow, and then get Lisa Page in there and let the lying begin. Okay, let's continue. This is Lou Dobbs. He is such a great patriot. One of that small band on Fox.
Jumping off point to investigate what started all of this, who directed it, and who insisted on where it might lead. Your thoughts?
No, I totally agree. Look, if you go back to this dossier, one party's opposition research document, dressed all up, made to appear to be legitimate intelligence, take it to a secret court to get a warrant to spy on the other party's campaign. That is never supposed to happen in this country. But that's exactly what took place. And remember this, I go back to this because I think it's so important. And when it was President-elect Trump, January of 2017, the president hasn't even been sworn into office yet. January of 2017, the top Democrat in the government, Chuck Schumer, says this: if you mess with the intelligence community, they have six ways to Sunday to get back at you. Think about that statement.
Yeah.
That is not supposed to be how it works. Get back.
Remember that, folks? Remember when little Chucky Schumer said that? Don't mess with the intelligence community. That was a threat. That was intimidation by Chuck Schumer of all trying to intimidate all patriots, but especially Donald Trump. We'll be back with big bad Donald John Trump. Stay tuned. And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey, welcome back.
Why don't we live?
I'm going to cut right into Merle Haggard there. And because we've got a real gem here, I want to, this is the meat of the second half of the show here. That, as we rebuild America first, I'll tell you, I love Lou Dobbs. And this guy has really been around the track. He has, you know, so much experience. He's had a really, you know, he's had a, I think he's had, he's battled problems with his health. And, you know, he's just a gutsy guy. And here he is in the, you know, the mature years of his life. He's just saying his, speaking his mind. So, and that's what I love to do on this show. And you're going to hear Lou Dobbs now. Like, you might hear me say, call somebody an SOB. And you go, well, you can't use SOB. I mean, that's vulgar. Well, let's listen to Lou Dobbs calling some people SOBs. On, he's being interviewed by Stuart Varney. And the guys are reminiscing. I think they both at one time worked for Ted Turner and involved with the creation of CNN. And it was a different place. And they listen to this. Let's do this clip. This is now Lou Dobbs on the Stuart Varney show. This is just beautiful.
It's what has happened over there at CNN, the formerly known Clinton News Network. Who better to ask than the man who put CNN on the map in the first place? Yeah. His name is Lou Dobbs, and he's on the screen right now. He is the host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network, thank God.
We did build quite a network over there.
You
didn't
did.
We?
You oh, did. Come on, you started the first ever nightly business program on network television, yeah. And it was an outstanding success.
Yes,
you
it was.
Provided most of the money for the first 10 years.
Well, we did, and it was a hoot. And by the way, to watch these folks who are playing with the outfit that you and I helped build, along with hundreds of others. It is sad to think that that creepy atmosphere is the legacy of Ted Turner. It is just horrific. And AT&T bought that thing, and they're not doing anything to fix it.
It makes me mad as hell. When we started out, we were pretty much, let's get it on the air. We were the news. We were pretty straight down the middle. We decided what was news, and away we went.
That's
and it was
right.
a success. And they went terribly wrong in the mid-1990s. They became the Clinton News Network then. And it's gotten worse with Trump in the Oval Office.
Oh, it is. With Trump in the Oval Office, these people are beside themselves. They can't even create a rational sentence, let alone thought. And watching Chris Cuomo try to be a good guy, a bad guy, he wants to be, they're so conflicted, and they're now so conscious of the fact that they are lying SOBs.
Did you hear that, folks? They are now conscious of the fact that they are lying SOBs. And notice he uses Chris Cuomo as his example. I use Chris Cuomo also as my poster boy for these lying SOBs. It's something to even watch this guy, to watch his face. It's. Oh, let's go on a little bit more. I'm going to replay that just a little bit. Let me go back just a little bit. I like to hear that. I like to hear it come from the lips of the distinguished Lou Dobbs.
Themselves. They can't even create a rational sentence, let alone thought. And watching Chris Cuomo try to be a good guy, a bad guy, he wants to be, they're so conflicted, and they're now so conscious of the fact that they are lying SOBs, and the entire country knows it. They owe this nation an apology. They owe this president an apology. Yeah. AT&T should pick up the phone and call the president and say, we're sorry. And it will never happen again. Not under our ownership ever again will CNN become anything other than a news network, and the hell with this nonsense created by...
There you go, Dobbs. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see some fire. But
you know perfectly well
that AT&T, whomsoever is in charge, will never do that, will they?
And I don't this pretend stuff about Zucker. He couldn't find his way to the closet, let alone, down the hallway. The boss of the place, AT&T, needs to tell them, this is the way you're going to do business. Because they can't do this.
That's
well.
The Lou Dobbs
Look
we
at the
wanted.
Ratings
that's
of the place.
We wanted.
Who are they fooling? Just what?
That's the Lou Dobbs I wanted. Stuart Varney says, that's one of those beautiful moments in, national television, folks, when somebody really, and Donald Trump has inspired this. We started the show by trying to define the Trump phenomenon. Well, there it is. You heard it. Lou Dobbs unloading, speaking his mind, talking on national television the way that he would talk if you were driving down the street in the car with Lou Dobbs. That is the real Lou Dobbs. And Stuart Varney, another great man, and great friend of Lou Dobbs. And I didn't realize this. I remember I watched that Lou Dobbs. I loved Lou Dobbs. And I've forgotten that he was on CNN. He made CNN. And now, of course, the only place he can possibly broadcast is on Fox. None of these networks would allow Lou Dobbs to go back on the air. That was just a wonderful moment of the Trump phenomenon coming through Lou Dobbs, inspired Donald Trump, inspiring Lou Dobbs to really start a sound new age or be the man he really is. Oh, that was beautiful. And where am I getting this? Who found that gem for me? To whom do I owe? I never would have. We don't have time. None of us have time to listen to all this stuff and do it. Who spotted that gem, highlighted it, and handed it to me on a silver platter? What great newsman, what great information gathering genius. found that and presented it to me. Otherwise, I never would have heard that magical moment. I'm reading it right off of Donald Trump's Twitter account. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Mr. President. Let me refresh this, because the president tweets faster than you can report his tweets. I'll go back and I'll refresh this page, and who knows how the hell Twitter works. And the only reason it's of any importance is because it reaches a lot of people. So Twitter sucks, obviously. Yeah, now this is 13 minutes ago. Here's another tweet from the president. That's amazing. I couldn't do this. If all I did, if my job, the only job I had would be to post on Twitter, that was all I did. I didn't also have to be president of the United States. I didn't have to be Melania Trump's husband. I didn't have to be the father to his incredible family and all the other things, all the other roles that he plays. I couldn't match this man if all I did was tweet. Here he's got another tweet 13 minutes ago. He writes, "The fake news media has lost tremendous credibility with its corrupt coverage of the illegal Democrat witch hunt of your all-time favorite duly elected president, me." I love it. And, you know, folks, you know, listen to your own common sense. Donald Trump is not a vain person. He's a very humble man. He's having fun. When he says stuff like that, he's not stuck on himself. He's a very humble man. He's risking a lot to be your president. And your all-time favorite duly elected president, me. TV ratings of CNN and MSNBC tanked last night after seeing the Mueller report statement. Fox News is up big. That's great. That's wonderful. Oh. And I got to go back and look at it. Apparently, there's a golden moment of that meltdown of the left. Rachel Maddow apparently lost it and, you know, started crying and tearing up and choking up and could hardly speak on the day that the Mueller report came out. Oh, I got to go back and watch that and study it. That's, we've earned that. We need to relish things like that. But anyway, here we go. So you count on it. The president's probably composing another brilliant tweet right now. Let's go to our callers, George. Let's see, we got George in Texas. Oh, John in Missouri and Pat in Texas. Let's start with you, George. What's your comment?
The thing, I was looking at Dennis Miller's tweet, the comedian. He sat there and said, "Rahm Emanuel is a better actor than Jesse Smollin."
Yes. Yes. The juicy mullet. Yes, juicy. I like to call him juicy mullet. Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, the thing is, it's like they're saying the Dems are trying to give a boot to Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. They're trying to say they're trying to get these people booted out of Congress. I don't think it's going to happen. I just think it's a ploy.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of juicy mullets, it's been a while, but I think I night fished for mullet off a pier in Panama City Beach on the Redneck Riviera. You can go out on the end of a pier at night, and if there's a light shining down into the water, you can see the mullet swimming under you. You drop a net on them with little weights around it, and you catch like 10 or 20 mullet. Anyway, the juicy mullet. Yeah, what a joke that is. The guy didn't even, you know, no punishment, no nothing. Obviously, it's a double standard, and we live in two countries, and so, you know, the left is never going to.
But, you know, the thing is, like, I can see Hillary making the threats. You arrest me, half of the government will go down. I'm like, well, good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an unbelievable time. This is an unbelievable time. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, to quote Dickens.
Like I say, I feel a shift in the political. I think a lot of corruption is going to be rooted out.
Yeah. But what's happening, of course, is I don't think we're ever going to, we're not going to, like, bring all of America around to its senses. That's not going to happen. We patriots, remember, one part of the Trump phenomenon is that Donald Trump has created a movement. And even if we lose political power, and even if we're overwhelmed demographically, we will be a big, big, huge movement of scores of millions of us, and we will defend ourselves. We will protect ourselves, however we have to do it, and in different fashion in the different nations. But we Europeans, we will preserve that civilization that Donald Trump talks about and values. And we will display what he said in that speech in Krasinski Square. He says, the question is, do we have the will to defend ourselves? And thanks to Donald Trump's leadership, that will is coming alive. George, thank you very much for calling. Let me get to, I want to work my way over here to John in Missouri, who has the distinction of having correctly identified Donald Trump as the first real American president, in modern times, in our lifetimes. John, thank you for calling, and we're going to go to Pat right after John. John, you're on the air.
James, I just called. I think they've unleashed Donald. That's what I think. I think he was waiting for this moment, and I think he's going to shine. That's what
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the man is a rock. But he said, if you listen carefully, he said, when he said this should never happen to a future president and so on. He also said, I don't think many people could have taken this. What he's telling us, folks, Donald Trump is not one to complain or to moan, but he took a beating.
Terrible what they did to him, James.
He must have had many nights where it was hard to sleep. He must have. They hurt him. I mean, they attacked him so viciously that, no one can withstand. No one can thrive on stress. No one can, So he's been through hell. Every day. When they talk about we're going to get every one of your tax returns, we're going to demand the books of every business you've ever run. We're going to read through your private mail. We're going to turn people against you. We're going to threaten people with 20 years in prison unless they make up some kind of story that you did something bad. We're going to go into your love life. Are you kidding? You're going to turn a man inside out. That is nasty, nasty. That is not what decent European people do. That is utterly.
They have no class. They have no class at all. All they want is power.
They are
criminals. People.
They are
gutter smut.
Yes, they are.
Gutter trash. That's gutter trash.
And this man, Donald Trump, has had to endure that. Yeah, he took it.
He took it, though. They couldn't beat him. Again,
he beat
16 Republicans, Hillary, and he beat the media twice now.
Yeah, and exactly. So what a man, what a man. And the it takes a toll. And many opportunities. Those 2 years, these last 2 years, Bob Beria Mueller. The hitman, I love, who is it that called him a hitman? I played it on the air just the other day. Who called him a hitman? It was Mark Levin. Mark Levin, I mean, this is a very, very distinguished attorney, Mark Levin, said of Robert Mueller, you are a hitman. He's looking right in the camera. Mueller, I know you watch this show. You're a hitman. Boy, that is a tremendous shot he took at Robert Mueller. And so Donald Trump's had to have this hitman on him. So, wow. Yeah. So I hope he's having some well-deserved laughs and some moments of less stress and some good nights of sleep and so on. And yes, they have unleashed Big Bad John. They have unleashed Donald John Trump. And so we have yet to see the best of Trump. I agree with you, George.
Well, everything they handed him, he took it. That's why we voted for him, James.
Yeah, and John.
That's why
John,
we voted for him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, John.
That's all right. No problem. Yeah. That's why you have this show.
Yeah. And anyway, thank you. Anything else you want to add, John? Hey, you Big Bad Johns, you got to stick together.
Exactly. Thank you, James.
Okay. Oh, we got the engineer doing something here. I think it's a break, so we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks, and here's a big thank you to John in Missouri. Always, John, you're welcome on this show as much as you can possibly call. And Hey, we've got a caller, Kevin in North Dakota. I'm going to put him on in just a second. Stay there, Pat, in Texas. We're not forgetting you. Here's another a little piece of good news here. $1 billion was authorized by the acting Secretary of Defense, Pat Shanahan. $1 billion for Donald Trump's wall. And pictures that go with the wall, lighting and such things as that go with the wall. And it authorizes an 18-foot steel barrier. And this is, don't try to climb over an 18-foot high wall, folks. It's a long way down. That's going to be very, very effective. $1 billion, that's good news. And it was authorized, the Secretary of Defense agreed and cited the provision in the law that allows the president to use to designate funds within the Defense Department for vital defense needs, like stopping the flow of drugs into America, stopping people traffickers and so on. So an 18-foot wall. And by the way, Donald Trump also, speaking of walls, the Israeli wall, I think at its highest, is 26 feet high. See, the Israelis have shown that a wall works, and it really has worked in Israel. So comparable size for the American wall in this particular portion of it. And Donald Trump also in this week endeared himself. He is by far the most popular president ever for the citizenry of Israel. I mean, they're naming streets after Donald Trump. They're naming football teams after Donald Trump. But he said that he recognizes that the Golan Heights is and should be part of Israel. And we'll go into the detail of that, but it's real obvious. It's a strategic high place that the Israelis need to adequately defend themselves. And Syria does not need the Golan Heights for any reason. So this very much a very popular move among the citizens of Israel. Let us go here to Kevin in North Dakota. Kevin, are you there? Come in, Kevin.
Hello?
Yes, Kevin, it's just you and me up here in North Dakota. It's lonely up here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is. Hey, I wanted to ask you, I haven't listened to the show today, and I don't know if you discussed it earlier or not, but I wanted to know real quick, I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to know what your take was on the whole Jussie Smollett, the charges being dropped today. I mean, obviously, everyone knows it's a travesty, it's a joke, but well, I just wanted to know.
Yeah, well, it's like no charges were ever even filed on Hillary Clinton. It's we live in a dual system of total hypocrisy, where the left will always let their own people skate and they will always grill us, and that's not going to change. That's my short take on it, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, call back tomorrow night or any show. I love you, brother.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, buddy. And love all of you in this great audience. We'll see you again tomorrow night. So long.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.